Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all talking Georgia, Full House.
Leon. My brother's in there drawing some chicken wings.
Oh, yeah.
Big fat juicy one, too.
Good.
Wang. Yeah. W-A-N-G-S. Wang. Wang for Wang. Greetings. Each and every last one of you. Shabbat Shalom, Israel.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We hope each and every last one of you are doing well. Thank y'all automatically from the top for all your donations, because we definitely use it for the work of the ministry.
That is the truth.
A lot of people just, I think, matter of fact, I know for a fact that the reason why a lot of people are not prospering in the way is because they're selfish. They won't follow what the book says. We can talk about it a thousand times over and over and over again, the principles that even Yahshua laid out when he says give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men, not a money tree, give into your bosom. And that's what the Most High said. Christians are very familiar, even though they constantly say we're not under that law, they're very familiar with bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, so that there'll be meat in my house. And they don't comprehend and understand that the tithe at that time was cattle, livestock. So next time y'all Christians go to church, first of all, before you go, stop by Straightway and pick up a goat. And then when you go to Joel Osteen or T.D. Jakes church, and you get ready to give your offering, just march it down the middle of the aisle while it's pooping all the way up to the altar and say, here's my tithe, and see what happens. Now, bring a goat to Straightway and see what happens. We're going to say thank you. We've had people bring bullocks for offerings for the Passover, and we said glory to the King. Sure did. Help us and everything else, and we would put them over in the field, let them mate with old Jacob over there. Jacob about to break some half a leg, though, now. That dang bull. I mean, you should have seen it when Daniel was here, and he saw that bull. This was almost about a year ago. Can you imagine the way it is? Daniel looked at that thing, that boy, all that. That boy is all that. Can you imagine what he weighs now? If that bull is not 3,000 pounds, man, I'm alive. He got to be every bit. And that's a full-blooded, full-grown manager. That's a big bull. But we're glad to have each and every last one of you here. Appreciate y'all again with your offerings, your letters of support. And by the way, what's the name of that one cat that keeps writing me over and over again? Just this one cat wrote me like 8 letters, copied the same letter, and put it in the mail. I kid you not. And he said it one time, express. Same thing. I make this much, I do this much, I want to get on the community. So does everybody, mom and daddy, too. You ain't never seen our videos to see how many people in this ministry would love to live on the community. He wants to move around on community, jump on community. We don't even know him. Don't the book says know them? There you go. See what I mean? Then labor among you. It does. But no, that don't apply to y'all. We're supposed to just take your word and you all together good. I tell you what. Let me stick you a couple of brand new things. Let's see how y'all fare. You'll find out real quick that ain't all any of you what you think you are. Well, very few people know what the iron softener iron means. Very few. If you got a made up mind, you can do this. And all we do is sacrifice in the beginning, and blessings on the way as you go. A whole lot of blessings. I had a guy tell me on Facebook, Pastor Dow. Hear what you got. He said, the Most High blessed me. I said, what did he bless you with? He said, he blessed me with a brand new home in Houston, Texas. I said, wait a minute. He blessed you with what? Who you attributing this to? The Most High. The Most High did. I said, really? I said, live in the city? Yeah. Got a mortgage? Oh, yeah. How big is the house? Oh, 4-bedroom. You know what I mean? 2-story. Nice neighborhood. What are we going to do about that? Scripture says that the blessing of the Lord is rich and has no sorrow. What are we going to do with that word that says the borrower is a servant to the lender? And let me bring clarity on that. Don't get me wrong. There are some things you're going to have to buy on credit. But what I always say is, if you have the capital and you want to be able to use the credit because you're making a good amount of interest off your investments. I said something. You're making a lot of interest off your investments. Let's say if you're getting 10% on your investments and you have it like in a brokerage account or something like that, right? If you go out here and you get an interest rate, 3.5, 4%, you're still in the green.
Right.
You can use the interest that you're making to pay that bill.
Right.
And you can still keep your principal. You know what I mean? I learned all that from Kabir.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm still stuck in old school. I ain't even owe nobody a damn thing. I hate banks. Kiss my rear end. You understand what I mean? You understand what I mean? And, but if you can turn around and make money work for you, because, I mean, the way I do things is I never go out and buy anything that I can't pay off. Does that make sense? If I get a loan for something, then all I'm doing is keeping the capital that I already have to be able to use in other areas. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
I've always done that. And I learned how to budget. Budget. I call them envelopes. What you do is you take, if you have your eyes or your sight set on something, then you write it on the envelope. And you put a little bit in there. You got another envelope, put a little bit in there. Another envelope, put a little bit in there. Next thing you know, you go back to the envelope. And 6 months later, you got a whole bunch of money in that envelope. And then if you already got a surplus over here, you can put the money with it. Just go ahead and buy what you need to buy.
Right, right.
Budget. Yeah. Because, you know, we live in America. That's one of them speak bubbles, isn't it? We live in America where you can open up that door right there, keep it a little cool in here. We live in America where they want to eat up all your substance. I mean, already inflation is tearing up. Yeah, you know, this time 2 years ago, you can go to Lowe's or Home Depot. Y'all heard of that Vantech flooring, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can get that thing for like $35 a sheet, $30 a sheet now. Ain't budging. It's $70, $80 a sheet.
Yep.
So you can get what you would pay for the price of 2 stacks of flooring. I mean, some serious flooring, good flooring, 50-year flooring. You can't even buy it for 1 stack now. You can't buy it 1 stack. That's called inflation. You used to buy a stack of 2x4s, and now you can buy 12 of them for the same price. Inflation. And then Biden's got the arrogance and the audacity and unmitigated gall to get up and say that we open up the reserves, we talk with our neighbors and to release some reserves of oil and stuff, and gas has done dropped 10 cents. I said, where? And 10 cents. And why would you get up and brag about 10 cents when it's going to raise $2? It's a bumbling idiot, man. Are you following me? You get it. Trump may be getting ready to go to jail. Oh, you know, only there's some people in his cabinet. I'm serious, man. They are on him. And I keep telling people, you're a billionaire. You didn't become a billionaire because you was honest. True? somebody asked me, you believe Trump is a racist? I say he probably is. You have to understand, they play politics. So they'll throw you a Jack Johnson. They'll throw you a couple of people right there to put the image up and prop up the image. And you still up there cooning and shining, buck dancing. Every time somebody throw you a little phone and stuff, and you step and think that they are really for you.
Come on.
Hmm?
True.
Especially Barack Hussein Obama. Black folk went crazy when he got elected.
Yeah.
We ended up in more poverty, more debt, and neglected more than anything, baby.
Right.
By a nigga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's sitting up there spending $5 million for an inauguration ball. In the midst of recession. Mm-hmm. But you follow your old vice of Pastor Dow. You listen to me in 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, you're sitting pretty good right now. By the way, let me send a shout out. Sister Zanatra. Sister Zanatra goes by Zay. How you doing? I met Sister Zay at Delta Sky Club in Atlanta. She walks past me a few times and says, stops and runs. She says, I know you. I said, you do? Oh, yeah. What is your name? I said, you mean Pastor Dow? Just started cutting out, man. She only been listening to me 3 or 4 months, her and her husband. And she says, we are following everything you say.
Hallelujah.
Everything you say. And she says, you know, I do have concern about you, though, because the way you talk, you're in the truck making them videos. She said, but the way you talk, man, there'll be some people after you. Where you talk, I'm not worried about a thing.
Hallelujah.
Not worried about a thing. But it's good to meet you. So I told you I would send you a shout out, and I sent you a shout out. Hope your husband is listening. It was a pleasure to meet your wife, and then I introduced my wife to Sister Zanatra. Well, we've been extremely busy. We have a lot of saints here and travel from afar. We got Rangers in the house, and the majority of North Carolina is here. Brad and Travis and all the brothers and their families, and Brother Kenny. Ain't seen Kenny in a long time. Kenny in the house, Elder Mitch, Brother Greg. We got, where's he at, man?
Won't be here.
I understand that. I'm just asking what he had. Home
doing something? You're taking it easy, sir?
Yes, probably tired. Well, that's good, though.
Yes, sir.
That's good. We got McNabb in here, Trey in here, and old teacher Shane. That's what the saddle is about tonight. That, you know, that place down in Texas and the Dallas, that thing is really growing again.
Yes.
So let me ask y'all, too. Y'all come from the Houston. What's going on with Houston? I don't hear nothing from Houston nowadays.
Trying to get out now.
Trying to get out.
Trying to get closer to these
kids,
get closer to us.
Mm.
But they still come together.
Good. Good to hear. What's up, brother? Married to Megan?
We're
what's his story?
He's trying to get out.
Good. Best of Rob. Some of them ain't even gonna ask about to already know.
I got you.
I can tell the spirit. I don't even know nobody. I got to ask y'all a question. When you come to this truth, what is there left to do?
Nothing.
Really, in this life, what is there left to do?
Nothing.
The way you serve y'all is by serving his people. In case you hadn't figured it out. I mean, I'll give you an example. Let me give you another scripture. Submit yourselves one to another. In the of y'all. Everybody say, oh, I fear y'all, but you ain't submit yourself to nobody.
Right.
Not at all. But they one to another.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Take accountability. We've been breaking this thing down like you can never heard it before. And it's just amazing to me. It really, truly is. We're going to talk a little bit about time tonight.
Yeah.
A little bit about time tonight. Something that you can never get back.
Right.
once it's gone.
That's true.
Time. But other than that, how's everybody doing?
Excellent, Kurt.
I'm doing good.
Excited.
Yeah. Enduring hardness is a good soldier, right? Everybody enjoyed me on the Sister's broadcast last night.
It was good.
I really did. Learned a lot. That's the whole idea, though, man.
Yeah.
Learn a lot. Just like Ranger said yesterday, he says, I got all these badges and stuff. What good is that, all these badges, if you don't teach nobody nothing?
True.
Yeah, true. You know, anything you learn in life, you got to pay it forward, man.
That's right.
Really. Just pay it forward. And if everybody had that attitude, we'd be something.
I agree.
We really would. We'd be something as a nation. But it's only going to be a few of us, because that's what the book says.
Yes.
And that's why the Messiah says, you strive.
Right.
To enter in at the straight gate. Notice the gate is what?
Straight
gate. For many shall seek to enter. It shall not be permitted. Oh, by the way, let's maybe try this again, okay? Okay. Baki. All right. Since you didn't bite off on the last one, I'm going to try to make this as plain as day. Everybody, all of you that are over here spying on our liberty, and you're associated with Baki and mac and cheese, you tell him that we have a venue locked down and we're looking at doing this debate in March. March. This booger done turn around. Y'all seen that? I sent that to y'all. You know what he did? He turned around and made a video. Now, it was sent to me, and I didn't watch a nickel, because it ain't worth a nickel. It's worth a rat's ass. But he turned around and made a video how that we have some type of an association with aliens.
Oh, my God. We in a straight way?
No, just men in general. I told you, a Hindu. See, a lot of people surprised by his behavior. I said a lot of people not. But see, he believed all of this esoteric, ecumenical, false god, deity, Hinduism, Confucian. He astral projection, meditation, transcendental meditation. He believed all this stuff all the time, all along. What he was doing was using this herb business to fleece people. To go ahead and prop himself up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he figured he could just get it through Israel by saying he was an Israelite.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. And now, I don't even think his store open no more. I heard through the grapevine. And there it is right there. Look, he got aliens in the background. Look at this. There it is. Look. And what does it say? Hell, I can't read it right now. What does it say?
Top secret.
Y'all hear that?
Top secret.
It's top secret, man. Even NASA don't know this.
Yeah.
This is top secret. The federal government don't know this.
Connection between African Americans, extraterrestrial, and healing.
You're right, but I keep telling y'all. What you're dealing with is somebody is given over to Satan. Somebody is controlled by demonic spirits. Full blown. Hear it? He's demon possessed. No, real. And I keep telling you. He's been this way all the time. What does the book say? The book says, by good words and fair speeches, they disease the heart of the simple. So, by the way, this venue is going to be north of $2,500. And remember, you said you're paying for the venue, too. So we're going to go ahead and book the venue, and we'll send you the bill. We'll make sure you pay it when you get there. We'll see if you are. I ain't saying, man.
Yeah, I got you.
Go down, man. You are a person of your word. Alien.
He said he had a phone. Oh, God.
and seeing the gig is up. I told you, Bakke unhinged.
Yeah.
Yelke unhinged. He's unhinged. And all I did was push his button. Y'all did see that freak show, right? Well, he went on there and made a video and said that I made a video and came out and challenged him and attacked him.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see how he flipped the script?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the way I saw this, he made a video. And he said, I challenge anybody. When he's talking about chicken being unclean,
yeah,
which is nonsensical to the Xena. All right? I said, oh, I hear this. Let's tell him I accept the bait. Last night I did a video.
Yeah.
Then he comes out all in his feelings.
Yeah.
Trying to play the victim mentality, all sensitive.
Talking about how people follow folks home, stealing groceries.
They all doing that.
there was actually a woman that came on. She had a black woman, she's a homestead channel. I don't even know the name of it, but
right.
She mentioned literally the same thing around the same time that you made that video. It's because she's a woman. She says, if I had someone was following her, leave her herself. She said, you better watch your six.
Well,
straight up.
Joku Shalom, may y'all continue to strengthen all the straightway with his wisdom and help and lead his flock through the narrow gate. Continue to yield fruit. My spirit is thankful for you, Joseph E. Bless you, brother Joseph E. Appreciate all y'all. I can't read every single one of us, but I do appreciate it, though. Oh, yeah, South Carolina's up here.
Yep, they are.
He brought Brandon and all them.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, we're going to get ready to have a three-woman singing skeleton crew.
Yeah, sure.
It was going to be Summer, Nelly, and Ashley. And then, of course, when they come, you know, you got Allison and Shalaya. They fit just
right on in.
Don't even mess with me.
Yeah.
It was up there playing. I was listening to all of them sing. I was, wow, man, y'all getting it.
Yes, they do.
Man, y'all getting it. Y'all sounded good up there.
Sure,
man, we need to do something about our music, though, boy. We need a little help today. But that's called paying attention to detail, though. You know what I mean? It's some of these songs we don't play a thousand times. All you have to do is just know the changes. You know what I mean? Maybe one day we'll get our head out of our fourth point of contact, hopefully. But we're doing well in the land of the living, and then we're excited about seeing our family.
Yeah.
But isn't it amazing that we'll travel hundreds of miles to come see this family, but won't even travel 10 miles to see Wicked Natural Family next door, 20 miles or 30 miles down the road. Won't even do it. You know what I mean? Just literally won't even do it.
It ain't worth it.
The truth is, they want to murmur and complain, but the truth is they don't want us.
No.
They don't want around because we just by our very presence of being there, we throw a monkey wrench in there. They don't want us there.
No.
It's all a facade. Every bit of it is. It's just all a dog and pony show. So we come around each other.
Yep.
El Rufus and them down in Straightway Georgia, they're packed.
Yeah,
packed house and Straightway Goshen up there, they packed.
Yep.
Enjoying the Saints of the Most High God. It will be a live den tonight. But we got a lot going on around here Straightway. I mean, every time y'all come here, I see something different working on. We're trying to do what we can to hasten till the day. Because the day is coming.
Yes, sir.
And we should be able to see it. But we're not going to be able to run to and fro.
Yep.
We just simply are not going to be able to do it. It's already been restricted. Just the other day, I think it was about three or four days ago, I was looking at world news. They are protesting in every European country that you can imagine. They are flooding the streets, protesting the mandates.
Yes, they are.
They are flooding the streets. And the only protest we got is going on in New York. Of course, I told the people they're not pushing us all over here. They're pushing, but they're not pushing all, but they're going to start pushing. And then you know it's coming. You knew it was coming. They are now inserting a microchip called a passport ID. I kid you not. I got the news article. They are actually inserting it. Alex Jones called it. Free Alex Jones. Let's go, Alex. But see, again, and mind you, they kicked him off of YouTube, kicked him off every public platform that was possible. And he called this years ago.
Yes, he did.
And they think he's a nutcase. And some things, you know what I mean? It sounds just crazy. But, you know, when you, like, for instance, when I start talking, the people that are not familiar with truth and stuff, I sound like a buffoon. I sound like an idiot, man. It's like, what the hell wrong with you? You know what I mean? Until you do your due diligence, if you decide to do it, and go check it out, then you find out how deep does the rabbit hole go.
That's right.
I offer you.
Red
blue pill. You take the blue pill. Take the red pill, you see how deep the red hole will go. Take the blue pill, you can go on
back to sleep.
And I'm telling you what, that account is really true. Matrix is truth. You know we've all experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just not called a matrix. It's called being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
it
hallelujah.
It's called like, now I'm going to show you how true it is. Give an example. You remember when the Apostle Saul was on the road to Damascus?
Yes, he did.
And he was breathing out threatenings and slaughters and binding Israelites all over the place and stuff. And all of a sudden, straight from the sky. Got knocked on his ass off the horse. Saul, why persecutest you me? Who are you? I am Yahshua.
That's right.
It is hard for you to kick against the freak.
That's right.
Blinded.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, the Ruach went and talked to the prophet.
Yes, he did.
Ananias.
Yes, he did.
I'm going to send Saul. What? Wait a minute. Ho. But Lord, Master, don't you know how? Listen.
Yeah.
I am going to show him. Watch this. Watch this.
Yes, sir.
Born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, redeemed, scales and fall from the eyes.
Oh,
now, y'all. I'm going to show him how many great things he is going to suffer. And what did he do? And he rejoiced in his son.
Exactly.
Knowing that they all brought him to perfection.
Yes,
for my name's sake.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the law of sowing and reaping.
Yes, sir.
You persecuted my people.
That's
you
right.
You persecuted.
Right.
Wow, you won't be the instrument.
Yes,
that's
right.
Ooh,
yes,
wow.
Yeah.
Look at y'all. And y'all chose by the foolishness
of preach.
That's right. Save them that believe. And even the wisdom of Yah is wiser than the foolishness of me.
That's right.
Or the foolishness of Yah is wiser than the wisdom of men.
That's right.
So you think about that. So he goes over to Ananias, and Ananias says, Brother Saul laid hands on him. Scales fell from his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Same people he was working for.
Mm-hmm.
Try to go back and tell them what they do. Turn. What happened to you when you came to the truth?
Same
your family, you try to go and talk to the people here, they turn. Turn. I told you, there you go. See, it's the same conversion. Same conversion. Nothing new under the sun. It's just that most people try to hang on to those wicked family members. You got to understand, they're literally, and I'm going to say this and really truly mean it. Listen, when you are born again, they have familiarity with your silhouette.
That's true.
What you look like. They can tell that the spirit is different. They will let you know that your spirit is different.
That's right.
They're going to let you know your spirit is different.
They told you're different.
Yep.
Literally.
And they don't want nothing to do with you. Nothing. They finish with you.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And
yes,
hallelujah. And so don't waste your time casting your pearls before swine.
Huh?
Don't do it. Because they're going to reject you. They're going to say I love you, but they don't mean it.
No.
They don't want to come around you no more. They don't want to see you. They'll talk to you a brief moment, but it ain't the same.
Yeah. No.
It just ain't the same.
True.
Oh, they love Jesus, but they won't talk to you about it. Hypocrites.
Yeah, right.
The stage playing hypocrites.
Yeah.
Nobody want no part of them.
Right.
That's amazing. And then I don't understand because Yahshua has clearly said, if they receive you, then they receive me.
That's right.
And most people are like, oh, no, I go straight to the master. No, you can't. No, you can't. One of us is lying.
That's right.
You say that you're in Messiah, in the Master, and you're born again, but yet you're in works, you deny him.
Sir.
Being abominable.
Yes.
Disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
And unto every good work, reprobate.
That's right.
Ooh. You can't even perform, you can't do it. Ain't got no unction, no spirit, no nothing. But then you watch us, you criticize us, for obeying what the word says.
That's right. That's amazing.
That's right. Ain't that right, Baki?
That's amazing.
Baki done turned around and started introducing other books to try to say he has some primary sources. They ain't no primary sources. Who backs him up? Moses didn't back him up.
Right.
None of this stuff. But I'm saying, Baki, don't run now. Don't run now, nigga. Don't run now. You've been calling me out all this time. Here I am.
Yeah.
I told you. When it's time, yeah. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm your elder. You don't talk to me like that or anybody. Like, you out of your mind? We'll see what type of character you got. What you got, Ranger?
So one week he said he was a dog. This week he is an alien.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called spiritual schizophrenia. Yeah. Can you believe he said he God? Many going to rise up and say that I am Christ,
yeah,
and shall deceive many. A lot of people co-sign with him, too. So, dude, y'all show up, too. Y'all show up, too. And we ain't only going to talk about chicken. Baki, we're going to talk about your doctrine, your teaching. And even if you don't want to talk about it, we're going to stream it live, and we're going to talk about you anyway.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Because the wicked flee,
but
no man pursueth.
Right.
And he made a little poster. Somebody sent me on Facebook with a skeleton looking out of a window saying, I'm waiting on Pastor Dow. Here I am.
What?
Yeah. You got to, I tell you what, man, if you, first of all, now I'm going to say this and try to mean it in a pure way. Mom and Dad Dow don't breed cowards. Never have. Never, ever have. They don't bring forth children that are cowards. So we're going to find out what you got. And we'll see if you show up. We're going to give you a chance to present your truth. And all we know is your truth. So then, I think we're going to run from it. Over go with debate. Mm-hmm. We run from nobody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We ain't wrong with nobody. But in this society that we're living in today, the problem that people are having is no tact. And people would accuse me of not having any tact. Well, first of all, good. I'm trying to teach y'all something. You already believe you're God. You already made it known, right? But then you're going to turn around and make the first part of this made-up name that you got, according to Psalms, was it 68 verse 4.
Oh, man.
Yep. Extol them that ride up on his heavens. Extol them by his name, what?
Yah.
And you will put Yah in the front, hyphen keep. Are you out of your mind? Prefix something. You out of your mind, man. Ain't no way. And then you turn around, and you know everybody's spiritual. They always want to try to fix their name to have some Yah in it, as if that's going to make you more spiritual. We see how spiritual is making him. He's an alien.
Yeah,
he's an extraterrestrial being.
Hey, that's what that punk ass dude Kanye West did. He replaced his name with every place in the Bible that says God. He put Kanye there.
And you know what? Some fools going to follow his black ass, too. So they gonna follow his back ass. But see, fools make a mocking sin. The books, what is that Judas says that there were mockers and scoffers in the last days, sporting themselves with their own deceit.
Yeah, sporting
themselves, yeah. I'm serious, we got a lot of that going on. A whole bunch of that going on today. And you know what? It's even rising to the zenith. People don't even do it with fear no more.
That's
no fear.
That's true.
There's literally no fear on the Most High God at all. None. So what it should do with us is teach us the fear of y'all, because he already wrote it in his book and said it was going to happen years ago, thousands of years ago, And here we are sitting here watching right before their eyes. So don't sit there and be entertained by this man. He called it. Well, that, no, Peter said that. Is that right?
Jude, you talk about how they told you.
Read that. Jude, ain't number one yet.
Exactly. Verse 18 says,
Verse 18, listen to that.
They told you there should be mockers in the last time.
See that? And we not in the last time?
Yes, sir.
Now, mind you, we already had 4,000 years before the Messiah came. Mm-hmm. And we done removed 2,000 years since then. We got to be at the last time. But look what these mockers do, read.
Who walk after their own ungodly lust.
Hear that? Their own what?
Ungodly lust.
Tell me this ain't what's happening right now.
Exactly.
Ain't that, it's written right there in the book, isn't
it?
Come on.
These be they.
Watch it.
Who separate themselves.
Uh-oh. What do they do?
Separate themselves.
They have this what? This anti-Messiah spirit. These be they who separate themselves.
Mm-hmm. What?
Sensual.
Sensual. Having not the
the spirit.
That's right.
You hear that?
Yes.
Come on.
Be ye, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith.
By doing what?
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
You hear that? It's there. It's there. Can't miss it. And the warnings are all over the place. It's just that, you know, if you read the word, you know they're there. And when you see it happen, you go, oh, wow, look at that. How can you recall it if you don't know what the word says? Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody in the preacher, everybody's supposed to know how to quote scriptures and know what the word is. And if they didn't know what it says, quote, you just got to know what the word says.
That's right.
Don't chapter and verse, just say the word.
Yes,
right. I used to do that all the time, man. I do it once in a while, but I don't mean nothing by it. I used to just get up and quote it. I now just say it.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I just say it. And everyone that have ears, let them hear what the Spirit says,
right?
So, let's go ahead and move on here, all right? Time. Something you can't never get back. And when you think about a week, how much time probably been wasted? Well, you could have been doing something. Even if you was resting adequately. And you need rest. What we're missing in the day and hour and time we're living in right now is everybody needs to know how to ask themselves this one question. Why? You need a why. Why do you do certain things? Why do you believe a certain way? Why do you live? What is your purpose? You know why? You know, unlike me, I know my why because my why won't let me retire. It won't allow me to go easy. You understand what I mean? Because I know what why is.
Yeah,
so is that making sense?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
For the majority of people that live in this world, I'm only talking about Israelites, world without end. Most people's life is a dreary, painful cycle that you have learned how to endure. You understand what I mean? You deal with things over and over and over and over again, and you just learn how to endure it. Very few people can actually rise above the base self. You understand what I mean? Because it takes a conscious effort. It takes actually energy. It takes focus. It takes a drive and self-determination. We all know everything we had to do in life, we had to learn something from somebody. I'm trying to teach people and tell people, especially in Messiah, matter of fact, don't it say that we shall have great joy and great tribulation? Life actually should be pretty happy for us.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. We should be full of joy, full of passion,
yes,
full of zeal.
Come on, sir.
We should be a colorful people.
Yes.
especially if your name written down.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 Your life can be that definitely if you spend your life in service to the Most High.
Hallelujah.
You can be fulfilled.
Yes, sir.
That's the only thing really fulfilled is serving Him.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people have reservations about the ministry in itself, but it's only the personal reservation because you really can't argue with the truth.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're going to be wise, know how to receive not only wise counsel, but know how to go forward. I went early today and got some scriptures here on time. At least I thought I did. That's Larry right there. I was actually doing working on a newsletter. At least trying to. That's that one. Yeah, I'm looking for that one right there. Teach. Watch this. Psalms 90, verse 12. We're going to run over a few scriptures about time here for a second, all right? A few scriptures on time. Psalms 90, verse 12. Bless all y'all out there. All you Israelites in the land of the living, glory to the King.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all joining us here on this wonderful Sabbath. While the world is waiting on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You know what's crazy today? I was listening to Fox News. The what they call it, rapid news, when you listen to the rapid news. Anyway, this reporter go on there and said that people are actually trying to follow the tracking of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Said over 130,000 people called in. Try to make sure they find out where his location is.
Oh, man.
So they don't miss seeing him in the sky. Yeah, for real. For real. NORAD. Sure did. No, for real. And they ain't playing games with it. He already done took off hours ago to, you know what I mean? Everybody gets presents when you're naughty or nice, don't they?
Yeah.
All the deer we shot this year, you ever seen one with a red nose?
No. Okay,
okay. You may have been red nose out of this belief, not his damn nose. But these fairy tales, lies, and then they get mad at you for raining on that parade, is off the chain. All right, Psalms 90, verse 12. Come on, teach.
So, teach us.
Teach us, watch this. Teach us to do what?
To number our days.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Now, that sounds like someone found. It sounds like someone who has a purpose.
Yeah.
Don't it?
Yes, sir.
It sounds like someone who knows the direction of life and where they're going to go. Right. Teach us to number our days. Come on.
That we
may what?
May apply our hearts
to what?
Unto wisdom.
How many people actually read that and really meditate upon that and think about that in the morning when you get up before your day starts? Teach us the number of days that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Days, time.
Sure,
something you can't get back.
Sure.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Now let's go to the famous time. Verse 1 through 8, Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verses 1 through 8.
To everything, there is a season.
Now, wait a minute. Not just spring, summer, winter, fall, but to what?
Everything.
There's what?
There is a season.
So if you got a storm in your life, then guess what?
There's a season.
A season, or the summer, the springtime is coming.
Yes, sir.
If you're in the fall, spring is coming.
Yes, sir.
Life is coming.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
To everything in life, there is a season. And a what?
And a time.
Uh-huh.
To every purpose.
What's that word again?
Purpose. Every purpose, time.
Every what?
Every purpose.
We've been talking about purpose as well, ain't we? Yes, every purpose, come on.
Under the heaven.
Under the heaven. Read on.
A time.
To what?
To be born.
Mm-hmm.
And a time to die.
Mm-hmm.
A time to plant?
You hear that?
And a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill? And a time to heal. A time to break down. And a time to build up. A time to weep. And a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones. And a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace. And a time to refrain from embrace. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. Time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace.
You know, it's in every single phrase right here at a balance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stream one way, stream the other way. The direct opposite. Didn't it do it?
Yeah.
You think about this for a second. Every bit of that. So, you think about this ministry for a second. All right? And we're not even really truly paying attention to this because we're in this.
Sure.
Whatever you were in life, y'all fools you from it.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Thank you, y'all. Yeah.
Don't you do it.
Yes.
Think about this. When you in the world, we were doing everything that the world said because that's the way they told us to do it.
True.
Go to college.
Yeah.
You go to college so you don't have to mop floors.
Yeah.
Stop shells.
Right.
Now you following? Nothing wrong with mopping floors and socks, stopping shelves. I'm just saying that's what they sold into you.
Right.
And then you go into debt because they set you up for that debt so that you can actually spend the rest of your 20, 30 years paying on that debt. Now, that's not everybody. I'm telling you, that's just the status. That's just the system. So watch this. So then you go out there and you work 8, 10, 12 hours a day, and you give your time for somebody else's advancement.
Yes.
They pay you.
Yes.
But they take your time from you.
True.
You get it? Okay. Yeah. And by the time you get your paycheck, it's gone.
True.
Where you got? Rent. Mortgage, lights, phone, car note, gas, insurance, food, clothing. You work all of this to do what? To survive from month to month. You know the majority of Americans only have $1,000 in their bank account. Because the system is designed that way. So you turn around. You get to Yah, he takes everything that you are in the world and rip it all from you. And he takes the time that you were given to the man, and he takes your time that you did have to build the kingdom.
Hallelujah,
that's
true.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, I said, because a lot of people used to accuse me, oh, yeah, Pastor, I love that money.
I don't know you.
I said, hey, people got a mouth to move. You can talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because what you can do, you can talk. And I said, isn't that amazing? I said, let's follow your line of thinking there for a second. If I love the money so much, why am I so busy trying to get people off of their jobs to serve Yah?
Right.
Yeah. It makes no sense. I mean, how much money are you making a year? 100 and what? 120. Wouldn't I want to keep your own jobs so I can keep them offers coming in? So you're making $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, wouldn't I want to keep your own jobs and make that money keep coming in? You know what I mean? Y'all, you see what I mean? Well,
come on, job.
So, you end up on the job working for something that's a bag with holes. They already got it designed to take everything at the end of your life anyway that you don't work for. So why not, if you're going to go work for a job, why not put time in for that job that's going to yield dividends for the kingdom?
Yeah, sure. Hallelujah.
Why not make your focus the kingdom?
Yes, sir.
Because we have businesses. We have brothers that go out there and work, but they don't work no longer for the job.
Right. True.
They're at the job, but they don't work for the job.
Right. Yeah.
Because the money they make, they go make the money, give it right back into the kingdom for the advantage of y'all's kingdom.
Yes,
right.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
And sure, I remember when myself and the first load of saints, you know, Mother Carol, Dad Dow, Mama Dow, Teacher Shane, all of us first started, man, these are the things that people used to say about us. That cult. It's amazing how we become a cult. We weren't even 7, 8, 9 people deep. Automatic. Why are you so concerned about what I'm doing all of a sudden? You weren't concerned when I was running to the same excess of riding doing what you were doing.
Right.
So then all of a sudden, so I take the money that all of us was working. I was working, all was working. Instead of just taking the tithes and offering and paying me, I just put it in the pot. Every time. Every surplus we had, we put it in the pot.
Yes.
Put it in the pot. Put it in the pot. Before you know it, we had $25,000, $30,000 saved up. What we do, go buy land. Had a little trailer on it, had 3-4 families in that one trailer. In one room. They used to say, oh yeah, they out there peeing in them buckets. Well, you piss in the woods if you go hunting, don't you? You're a soldier, you definitely gonna piss in shit in the woods.
Oh yeah.
You're a hunter, you won't do that. As if that's some bad thing, but they said because they want to put a slam on what you're doing, making a sacrifice. Everybody understand that the Most High God is testing you every step of the way. See where your faith is. He's testing your resolve. See if you're going to trust in him. Now your time is no longer for what you was given to this world.
Come on, Seth.
Your time is for the kingdom.
Yes.
Think about that. Start at Acts chapter 2, verse 40. You watch this real quick. And so, then the next thing you know, oh, they living in deplorable conditions. Why are you concerned? You ain't giving me no money. Help me get out of it.
Right. Right. The whole lane.
You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
If you're really concerned about it, make a donation.
That's right. That is. Help brother out.
That is. No, I used to say you a fool for doing it. I used to tell people all the time. I used to tell all the saints, I said, hey, it ain't always going to be like this.
True. Mm-hmm.
Like Abraham went out not knowing where.
Yes.
You get a bunch of people who went, go out and don't know a lick or nothing about building.
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah.
I ain't know what a 2x4 was. How about just trying to bring a math problem before me or something? Nah, I'm serious. You don't build nothing, man. I used to steal big wheels and take the big wheel rear end axles out of them and stuff and make me one of them spanky and little rascals go-karts. I found a big old piece of wood. I didn't know if it was a 2x8 or 2x10. And put it together and we would go-karting down the road. See what I mean?
Sir.
In the old days. So you sit up there and you make all these sacrifices and people are mocking and jeering you. Making laughs at, making fun of you. Stay the course.
Right.
Ain't nobody laughing no more. Nobody laughing no more. You got that right.
Yep.
I sure am. Sitting on their land. Yeah. The people fly out building the house on the land that they had.
Yeah.
So I am. This one place up here where we building the shops at, and where I'm building my home, we first moved out here, he used to own a business and stuff, and he used to say, my daddy sold them land to them niggers. Now, we're stocking it. It used to be his farm.
Yeah.
We already got the place. We got shops up there.
Yeah.
We got a boathouse up there, a gas building up there, and building a home up there. The red water lines clear through it, next thing. And
look at them niggers. They don't live now.
Yeah, ain't that something? Woo! He done sat on the circle of the earth, huh?
Right.
Laugh at y'all rear end. Everybody laughing and messing up in that. They used to laugh at us because we used to drive old vehicles. I'm serious, man. We used to have to pray to make sure we didn't die.
Right. That's why y'all thought of praying to
people. Now you see him pass by and he sit there and watch all the things.
Yeah.
That's
that truck.
That's that truck right there. Don't we follow what the book says? Build you house.
That's right.
Plant. Yeah.
That's it.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
What do you think Jeremiah was?
Jeremiah
29. Don't understand what it says?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And here we are doing what the book says.
That's right.
And ain't nobody laughing no more.
No. Can't.
Now I got people, they want to reach out to us, but they don't want to reach out to us.
Yeah.
More shame now.
Shame.
Because they're pride.
Pride.
You remember Myron?
Yeah.
Little muscle head Myron?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He on there with Judah Mack and him, man, 3 men. Out there cooking breakfast and everything else, and I'm serious, man. They out there doing community.
Oh, boy. Sure.
Get an opportunity right here to do community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Judah Mack did reach out to me. And when I did reach out to him, the number had changed. Because people think that when they call here, and I don't know you, that I'm just going to immediately return your phone call. No, you're in the queue.
Yeah.
You ever heard of calling queue?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're in the queue.
Yep.
It may be, if I don't know you, it may be months before I get back to you. I'm not excited because of who you believe yourself to be. The things that I know in Israel come first. You understand what I mean? And so I see them out there, man, and they say you feed the chickens tuna in the wintertime because they help them with their coat. And I'm like, where in the hell did they get that philosophy from? You know how expensive it is to feed chicken tuna?
Right.
The best thing for chicken is let them free reign. You gonna give me It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Micah Israel told me that the Israelites they want to have a summit, a powwow, a convention, and all the elders want to get together. They want to invite Pastor Dow. That's what they said. Want to invite Pastor Dow? I said I ain't coming to that convention. Only one way I'm coming to that convention. If I'm the one doing the talking and everybody else sitting down and shouting out.
Hear
that? If everybody is sitting down and they shutting up. Because after all, if you, why talk about doing communities when we already are doing communities? Why talk about developing this when we're already doing it? What kind of wisdom am I going to gain from you and you don't even have a community? You don't even know how to run a community.
Right. Yeah.
You don't even know the tendency in buying land and building on it. Why should I sit and listen to y'all?
Sure.
Y'all want to know what we doing.
True. Yeah, right. They want to make it seem
like they know something.
Yeah, we don't
no, you don't. Know. If you knew something, then you wouldn't be asking me to come.
Right. Yeah.
The problem is there ain't no humility to that.
Yeah.
and make themselves equal with you.
Yeah,
we're trying.
Well, I ain't coming. They can go ahead and have their powwow or something. We'll see how well they go for them, if you know what I mean.
We need to do something, that's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. Like they did up in the Hebrews and Negroes.
We need to do something.
We need to do something. And they ain't did nothing. They still ain't did nothing after all this time.
Yeah, we need to do something.
Anybody heard anything with the purple Cadillac done did?
Nope. Probably got more
to do. What about that other so-called rabbi that was sitting next to me? Trying to sound eloquent and stuff. I bet he did shit. Not a damn thing. And what about old Dr. Howard? I bet he's still up there trying to philosophize people half to death.
Yeah.
Ron Dalton, huh?
I was looking at that picture of that damn black ass clown sitting next to him, thinking
they're
the same.
And then, what about Ron Dalton? He's still out there trying to tell him to go to Africa. His ass still ain't made anything yet. Ain't that true? He ain't made it to Africa yet.
I mean, Michael said he was in Africa.
I ain't in Ohio. Michael, let me know if he's in Africa.
It don't mean
that
he is. It don't matter.
Yeah, you know, because he's coming back. He's coming back. You're going to find out Africans ain't got no love for you. Teach Acts chapter 2, strong verse 40.
And with many other words, did he testify and exhort?
Uh-huh.
Say.
What did he say?
Save yourself.
From what?
From this untoward generation.
From this what?
Untoward generation.
Come on.
The day they gladly received his word were baptized, and that same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
Y'all hear this? Read on.
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayer.
Wait a minute. So they continued steadfast in the man's doctrine.
Apostles.
That's what apostles are.
Yeah,
that's
right.
They're men of Yah.
Come on.
Right. They continue steadfast in the teachers. Wait a minute. So they didn't continue steadfast in the teachers of Jesus.
Break it down.
Or the prophets, right?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's what the apostles did. We just echo the sentiments of the prophets in Yahshua.
Yeah.
And they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, apostles' teaching, and
fellowship.
And
fellowship. In breaking the bread.
From.
And in prayers.
And?
Fear.
Came what?
Came upon every soul.
That what?
And many signs, wonders and signs, were done by the apostles.
Well, y'all came straight with the first prophet, first wonders and signs you ever seen out.
Yeah,
y'all first came. I remember, you remember when you followed me around? Because it's been used for security.
Yes, sir.
Head of chief security, armor bearer.
Yes, sir.
And we was at, what was that, in Virginia?
Yes, sir.
We was in Virginia. And of course, Gideon's watching. You know what I mean? He's going to make sure that don't some damn somebody got to make my day. Norman don't get a day made. Except they day get made. And here he is. He's following around and we're doing all his healing in the name of Jesus. He's sitting there watching all his miracles take place. Am I telling the truth?
You are definitely
can you speak to that? Cause I mean,
you're. Sir, I ain't never seen no shit like that. Like, I literally looked at that dude. I'm watching his leg. He was wearing sweatpants. And I watched his leg. His hips was not moving. And his leg moved. Hip not moving. It moved forward. I said, damn. Well, actually, I
said,
shit.
I ain't never seen no shit like that. See what I mean? And that's when I met Rob's wife, Batsion. She come from Israel. Speak Hebrew, right? And I spent time with her. I said, sister, you over here, this is the area y'all in. I'm going to show you. I'm going to teach you something that you can do it yourself. She started healing people all over the place. Started healing people all over the place. And she was getting more excited about doing it.
In the name of Jesus.
Uh-oh. Just like y'all kids used to at one time.
They
did. They sure did. They actually learned it from us. They got videos out of them. Took it down and giving the straightway accolades.
Wow.
Sure did.
Mm.
No, real talk. And now they're turned. You see what I mean? Aliens worshiping, intrude on those things that you ought not. Hmm?
Made mad.
So many people got healed that day. Some didn't. A lot did. And then they came up and they testified.
Yep,
they sure did. Long testimony. I was like, man, we got to get up out of here, man. I shouldn't even open this one up. But we want to give glory to Yah.
Hallelujah.
Because he's doing the healing.
Yes.
Because we're tubes.
Yes, sir.
But somebody got to be, I mean, God dang, man. I mean, okay, if here you are, you got a screw, a Phillips head screw. And the Phillips head screw needs to fit in the hole.
Right.
Yet you don't have a Phillips head screw.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Right?
Come on.
Yeah. And you don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
You're looking at the screw. You know the screw needs to go into the hole. So you try to get it started and stuff and everything and get it to, but you can't get it tight enough.
Yeah.
Somebody got to come and provide you a tool.
That's right.
And then teach you how to use it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on,
Seth.
Indeed.
God bless you.
That's still
apparel. The one who soweth, he ain't nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
The one who plants, he ain't nothing. The one who waters,
right.
He ain't nothing. But the one who gives the increase,
that's right. Oh, indeed.
Ooh.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
That's why I would say all praise the Most High God.
All praise.
How you claim yourself to be something when he's the one who, first of all, number one, made you.
That's right.
And the earth.
Oh, yeah.
And the sea.
Yeah.
The soil and the water.
Yeah.
He gave you everything you need to do to be able to do the mission.
Yeah.
To get it accomplished. But the one thing you can't do is make it grow.
Come on.
Man. And then people get all mad and everything and silly because, anyway, y'all know the deal. Keep reading, Cheeks. Watch this.
They continue steadfastly in apostle doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles.
Most people forget about the fear that they used to experience when they first come to Straightway.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pretty, if you're not familiar with this, it's a pretty spooky, scary type of environment. You know, you think about it.
Sure.
You know something is happening.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Something is going on. You're like, now, wait a minute, damn it. You know, you're skeptical. You're like, oh, hell. What's going on? You know what I mean? You're very reserved. You're looking on your shoulders and making sure you hurt. Yeah. Huh?
Yes, sir.
As you get here, you know, done a few times. Do you sit and watch other people come? You see them go through the same thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Yep.
Yeah. The same thing. Read.
And all that believed were together.
Oh, to see. See what I mean? See what I mean? We'll start something now, right?
It is.
See what I mean? All that believed were.
Together.
What does that together mean? I tell you what it means. It's that Jeremiah 23. It's that Leviticus 20.
Yeah.
26.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you following? It's everything that the prophet says. It's what we're reading right now. Watch this read.
And it and had all things common.
So when did this change?
Never.
Same yesterday, today?
Forever.
Same, isn't it, right?
Yes, sir.
It's just that we live in a world of society that has us believing that we need to do it their way.
True.
All that believe work together, and had all things
common.
And watch this.
And sold their possessions.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
And could.
Read.
And parted them to all men. As every man had need.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
And part of all men and every man had need. Isn't it amazing the stuff you thought to it, that you, they, matter of fact, it had a hold on you, you didn't have a hold on it.
That's true.
Tell you the truth. But then the day that you let it go, you found out it wasn't even nothing to hold on to in the first place. Wasn't nothing to hold on to in the first place. I told Elder Mitch, like I told Elder Rufus and all of them, I tell them all the time, I said, well, there's one thing, you get off the job, two, get on the job.
Yes, indeed.
Huh? Let me see what you got. Let me see. Are Hebrews to Negroes, GoFundMe. Check this shit out. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. I want to make sure I get this. Check this out. Watch this. Look at this. All right, guys. Here we are reading the blueprint.
Yes, that's it.
Y'all hear this, right? Look at this. Hebrews to Negroes. African Mission Fund. Now, wait a minute. Let me get this thing. Reread this. I'm going to have Elder Mitch to read this right here for a second. Read this. Watch this. Read this, Elder. What does that say?
Great Awakening Woke Judah Awards. 2019 Hebrew Man of the Year Award, Pastor Charles Dow.
Notice, it says Hebrew Man of the Year. And then it says the Great Awakening Woke Judah Awards.
Right? Yeah.
Did I not tell them flat out?
Laid it down.
How to do it.
Yep.
So did. What to do.
Yes, sir.
So
did.
And did I not do it?
It's on tape, too.
It's on tape, too.
Yep.
And these proud Negroes are ignoring.
That's it.
Because they want to do it themselves.
Yep.
You can't do it your damn self if y'all didn't call you to do it.
There you go.
Right.
Right.
I
got to
chill
on
my
phone. You can't. You cannot do it yourself if y'all didn't call you to do it. Maybe what you need to do instead of kicking against the dang pricks, what you need to do is shut your damn mouth up and get behind the work. And rejoice in the benefits of Yah.
Oh,
I mean, think about it. Look. And so far, they got 54 donors.
this is something that these folks can't. And I heard you, Trey, talk about humility, humility, being able to abase yourself. And some time ago, I came up here and I said, you know, people like Elder Rufus, people like myself, we made a conscious effort and decision to say, no, we're just going to get behind this.
Right.
I mean, we could have just said, we could have been just like them. You know? I mean, he could, Elder Rufus could have ignored it, right?
Yeah.
And everybody heard his testimony. Sean Dre told him, hey, look, man, that's somebody preaching this word harder than you. Right? Yeah, so he could have been like, oh, hell no. Could have kept going his way.
Yeah.
You know? Me, I was just lost. I was just a lost young cat. So I figured, hey, I'm going to get behind this thing right here, right?
Right.
And, all right, so now, I ain't trying to be in no man's marital issues, right, or marital bedroom, whatever the case may be, but if we ain't functioning the same, if we not doing the same things, right, because that's what the child's supposed to do, right? We all do the same thing. There's no
right.
fear of exchanging daughters and sons, right?
Right.
Deuteronomy talks like that. Don't
yeah.
right. Don't give our daughters over, nor take
yep.
that daughter to our sons.
Yep.
But if they do shit different, and they function different, they operate different, then I got to be concerned about, well, I don't know if I want to, man, I'd be doing some weird shit. I don't know if I want to, you know, get my daughter. I got two of them. No, man, I'd rather see a solid brother right now that's 15, 20 years older than them, probably wiped up, and I'll get him to them. You know, I'd rather do that and say, hey, at least I know you're someone righteous. You know, but these cats right here, just like many others, even within, you got someone without the camp, you got someone within the camp. And what they do, they're not trying to be like us. They're not trying to function like us. They got their own mind, they got their own agendas, they got their own way they want to go. Period, point blank. And so we can't get this tribe thing going, and we can't do this Hebrews to Negroes, and we going to come back and awaken and woke, right? Come out woke. Seems like we the only ones woke.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody else moving forward to do nothing.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
54 damn donors.
Yeah, that's it.
Look, 54 donors, 3,000. They've raised, let me see, $3,287 raised out of $100,000.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Niggas don't give.
Get that? You can beg people all day long.
They don't give, man. We don't give to our own coffers.
Ronald Dalton Jr. is organizing this fundraiser. My name is Ronald Dalton Jr. I'm a husband and a father of eight. I'm also a physician assistant, board certified since 2004, who has worked in Detroit metropolitan area for over 16 years at the age of 13 in a Pentecostal storefront church on the east side of Detroit called Refuge Apostolic Church, Faith Apostolic Church. I received the gift of the Holy Spirit and blase, 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 and it goes on and on and on. So, let me see. He got 54 donors to give him $3,287. Just this week, I had three people give me $7,000.
That's it? If I'm not mistaken, what, 2019 when we was up there,
he
had the majority.
They cut the feet.
Right.
You gonna, at this rate, you're going to be here for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Trying to get $100,000. See, but what they do is they refuse because of pride. They refuse to follow. They ask me to come.
Yeah.
All them other, them so-called elders, they paid for their way to get there. Put them up. I told them, we'll pay our own way to get there, and don't worry about it, we'll take our own selves.
Okay.
Ask Ron Dalton.
That kind of elders was an embarrassment.
It was, but
it was an embarrassment.
What they're trying to do is reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
And Teacher Satan is reading the renewed covenant blueprint, which is the same thing.
Yeah.
Boom. And they don't want to do this, though.
No.
They keep trying to go around, and they still don't prosper.
Ain't nobody trying to miss you.
And you know, they ain't trying to do it because Ron Dalton believes he's this intellectual.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to you about biometrics. Man, we've been talking about this shit. We started talking about this shit in 96.
Yeah.
And you know where that stuff got us at? On the side of a mountain living in trailers with no running water.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Now we up here. Now we build homes all over the United States of America.
Yeah,
that's real.
That's real. True.
And they keep on doing it. And they're going to keep more Israelites out of doing and doing. And y'all still going to be sitting up here
talking.
Yeah. Ain't got a lick of damn fruit.
Yeah.
It's been just 2019. We're only a few days before we get into the Gentiles 2022.
That's true.
That's like 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? How long refuse ye?
Right.
You stiff neck.
That's right.
And uncircumcised in heart.
That's
you do always resist.
That's it.
The Holy Spirit. Your
That's
father
it.
Did it and so do you.
That's right.
I'm going to work a work in your day.
Yeah, that's right.
So a man declared. And you won't even believe it. I know it's going to happen. They rejected the prophets.
They did.
They rejected the apostles. They're supposed to reject us.
Yes, sir. You're right.
The people who are supposed to claim to be Israel, they're the chief ones that are supposed to reject us. They're the main ones that are supposed to just say, you know what I mean?
Oh, all right.
So it don't reach trouble me.
That's right.
You fools and blind guys.
That's right.
Ain't that the truth? I mean, all I'm doing is I see the same thing that they saw. His word penetrates on
it.
It cuts like a knife. I can't keep on resisting.
Yeah.
We don't like how he talks. I tell you what. Have you ever read Samuel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody ever read Samuel?
Yeah.
You talking about you don't like the way somebody talks.
Right.
Now, let's get really bad. You ever read Elijah?
Come on, Elijah.
You ever read about Elijah?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Cutthroat.
Hey,
real.
Boy. And then you really want to get messed up, read Isaiah.
Yeah.
You stiff neck.
That's right.
A sinful people.
Yeah, that's right.
An evil nation laden with sin.
Yeah.
Covered with wounds, bruises, and putrefying soul.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
First speeches. Matter of fact, let's go get that Isaiah 118
real
quick. Let's read this, man. Because some of you people, what y'all, you sensitive ears.
That's right.
You sensitive.
Soft.
Straight up. Soft. Now let's go to third chapter. Soft.
Sensitive.
our smell.
Right up. Let me get you a start. Man, isn't that sad?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've been to this. I'm going to get there, no watches. I'm in Isaiah 1. All right, here we go. You ready? Isaiah 1, 4, read, teach you. Come on with it. Isaiah 1, 4. Watch. And we're not talking about watch this, read.
A people laden with iniquity.
Laden with what?
Iniquity.
Come on. Perverseness, lewdness. Come on.
A seed of evildoers.
A seed of what?
Evildoers.
Talking about Israel, right? Yeah, come on.
Children that are corrupt us.
Children that are what?
Corrupt us.
Come on.
They have forsaken Yahweh.
They have done what?
Forsaken Yahweh.
Read.
They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Come on. Read.
They are going away backwards.
They're going away what?
Backwards.
Going away what?
Backwards.
Read on.
What? Should you be stricken anymore?
Hear that? What? What is it going to do, Teach?
You will revolt more and more.
That's all y'all going to do, Ron Dalton, Dr. Howard. All the rest of the people, ain't no need it, and then they even smite you or smite you, because all you're going to do is revolt and rebel even more, more, more. Ain't going to do no good. Evil nation, laden with sin, full of iniquity, scared of women. Come on.
That's real.
The whole head is sin.
The whole head is what?
Sin.
And the what?
And the whole heart is
what?
Faith. Right. Come on. From the sole of the foot
to what?
Even unto the head.
Is what?
There is no sound.
No soundness in it. You can write all the books you want.
Zero.
You can do all the seminars you want.
That's right.
Ain't nothing between the head. No soundness at all. Come on.
But ooh.
But what?
Ooh.
And what else?
And bruised.
And what else?
And putrefying soul.
You're sick.
Ooh.
Come on.
They have not been closed. Mm-hmm. Neither bound up. Neither mollified.
Come on.
Your country is desolate.
Your country is what?
Desolate.
And your what?
Your cities are burned.
Come on.
Your land, strangers devour it.
Yeah. Come on.
In your presence. Damn.
Read.
And it is desolate. As overthrown by strangers.
And
the daughter of Zion is left.
As a what?
As a cottage in a vineyard.
And what else?
As a lodge in a garden of cucumbers.
Read.
As a besieged city.
Now here is where Straightway comes in this day.
Come on now. Come on now.
Yes. This is where we come in.
Yeah.
A light is sitting on top of the hill.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
Yeah.
You're the light of the world.
Yeah.
Salt.
Real.
The salt of the earth.
Yeah.
Hey. We're the ones that add flavor to it.
Yeah.
Hey. Woo.
Thank you, Bruce.
That's
oh.
Three.
Yeah. Except the master of hosts.
Did what?
Have left unto us a very small.
Yes, sir. Except he left us a very small remnant. Not all you educated fools out there.
Yeah.
You got all the answers. Right. You do all the study, do all the research and stuff. Yeah. Except y'all left us a very small remnant.
Poquito.
Yes, sir.
Look what he says.
Mm-hmm. We should have been as Sodom.
You hear that?
Yeah.
We should have been as Sodom.
True.
And we should have been like unto Gomorrah.
Come on.
Hear the word of God.
All right now.
You rulers of Sodom, you've been to the law. Give ear unto the law of our Elohim.
You might as well say it. That is what America is, Sodom.
Yeah,
that's
true.
You might as well say it.
Yes, sir, but the truth.
Whose spiritual is called Sodom and Egypt.
Spiritually.
Yeah.
Come on, you people of Gomorrah. Come on. To what purpose is this multitude of your sacrifices unto me? Saith Yah.
Hear that? You do all this praying. You come from the Pentecostal of the Hoopah, Hoodah in New Detroit City, whatever the hell you come from. What's the multitude of your prayers?
Come on.
What are they calling you? Cause you get out here and beg on, what's the name?
GoFundMe.
Yeah. 54 people. And can't even between all them even get together and buy enough toilet paper to support them. Come on.
I am full of the burnt offerings of rams.
Most times I'm full of your so-called sacrifices. Enough with, come on.
And the fat of fifty.
Come on.
And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or lambs.
Come on.
When you appear before me,
who
has required this in your
eyes? Who told you to come before me with them dirty ass unrepentant hands?
Come on.
Who told you to lift up your hands?
Come on. To tread my court?
To do what?
To tread my court?
Are you out of your mind? Come on.
Bring no more vain oblations.
You hear that? Vain oblations. See, you think you can just lift up your voice and just give all kind of accolades and everything and think the Most High is going to receive any old sacrifice. Come on.
Incense is an abomination.
Your prayer is an abomination unto me. Come on.
The moon is in the Sabbath.
All your feast days, everything you gloat in, they're all an abomination unto me.
The calling of assemblies.
What? I cannot
away with.
Away with them. Yeah, stop all your assembling together. It don't mean shit.
Come on.
Come on.
It's iniquity.
It is what?
Iniquity.
You gather together, it's all iniquity. It's all lawlessness. Every bit of it. Read.
Even the solemn meeting. Your new moons is yours.
No, he didn't say it. It was mine. They're yours. Come on.
Your appointed feast, my soul hates.
You hear that? His soul what?
Hates.
Ooh, you trying to call the Most High feast. They really your feast. And his soul detests it and he hates it.
That's right.
Come on. They are in trouble unto me.
Come on, Most High, speak.
I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hand,
you do what?
Spread forth your hand.
That's what we've seen up at Hebrews Negroes.
Yes,
we watch and seen all of them wicked ass whores, Jezebel,
right? Yes.
Spreading forth their funk ass, defiled hands.
Right on.
Right
up.
Thanks.
Going up. Yep.
Go get rid of
the heathen.
Them nasty ass, perfumed, bald headed ass eagles.
Yep.
Instead of well set hair, baldness. You can read that in Isaiah chapter 3.
Yeah.
Come on.
I will hide mine eyes from you when you make many proud.
That's why you got to go out and go fund. You got to go ask for man because y'all can't do it.
Come on.
Let's quote what we quoted from the very beginning. Y'all said deal.
Yeah.
And you ain't giving a shit.
Yeah.
You expect it, but you ain't giving a damn thing. And it shall be given up to you. The pressed down, shaking together, running over shell, man, given to your bosom.
Right, man. You preach.
Breathe.
When you make many prayers,
what are you going to do?
I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood.
Full of what?
Full of blood.
You're dirty. You're dirty. Come on.
Wash you.
And do what?
Make you clean.
Watch it.
Put away the evil of your doing.
Come on.
Before my eyes, cease to do evil.
Now watch this. Here's the next one.
Learn to do well.
I try to teach you. But you got to be first. You first got to have a teachable spirit.
You
got to first learn.
Yeah.
Learn to do
well.
All y'all do is the same old stuff the Gentiles do.
Yeah.
You probably have more success if you run a fundraiser like TVN.
True.
Just go run a telethon.
True.
Get up there and sing and stuff and serenade and stuff. You may be able to get you 100,000. if you really had a clean heart, you was pure in spirit, you could take down that damn GoFundMe,
right,
straightway could raise $100,000 for you.
Yeah.
Just in the midst of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without going to the internet.
Right.
But because they went out from us.
Yeah, right.
Because they were not of us.
That's right.
No doubt if they were of us, they would continue with us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But they went out from us so that they all may be manifested.
That's right.
That they wasn't with us. They wasn't all of us in the first place.
Right.
So keep on spinning your wheels.
Yeah.
And you wait to see Delta cancel your flight.
I mean, of the truth.
Yeah. Come on! Read on.
Seek judgment.
Seek what?
Judgment.
Seek what?
Judgment.
Seek what?
Judgment.
Read on.
Relieve the oppressed.
Stop for a damn second. I remember up in that meeting for the few little minutes that I had to speak. They were cutting heavily into my time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They did it on purpose, too. Entertaining.
They did.
I still kept my integrity intact.
Yeah,
my honor
did,
intact.
Did,
my
did,
honor
did,
stayed
did,
intact.
You sure
I even still kept within the perimeters of that time limit.
You showed a lot.
And I said, isn't that amazing? The ministry had already bought a house in Georgia. I said, we bought a house in Georgia.
Yeah.
Straightway Georgia and Straightway Tennessee remodeled the house. Oh, wow, Brick Home.
Yeah.
Right around the community from Straightway Georgia. We bought that before this mother went and sold her house, her possessions, sold it off. And I said up there in that meeting that that woman gave, how much at that time I said to me? It was $50,000. And I said, you people going to sell fair. Oh, she gave $54,000. Yeah, but guess what? Now she lives in a house that she don't have no mortgage on.
That's right.
Debt-free. She's debt-free. Mm-hmm. If she ever run out of money, don't have any money, all she has to do is ask, and you shall
receive.
Seek, and you shall knock, and it shall be. Oh, she don't know these principles. There you go. Look. Here I am right here trying to reach out to a people of a wicked-ass heart and a gainsaying spirit.
Yes, sir. So true. Yes, sir.
There I am.
And that time.
That's what be the board elders. They ain't no damn elders.
Oh,
a joke.
Exactly.
These are damn jokes.
Right.
The only elder up there was the one who was moving his hand.
That's
me. I'm the only one out there. There was an elder up there.
Yeah, right. Should have been the same line.
You don't see us going to do no gun GoFundMe to help build a community.
Yeah. It's
she was talking about going back to Africa way up there.
Yeah.
Still ain't made it.
No.
And Shell, since then, we done bought over 200 acres of land. Done set probably 30, 40 families free since then.
Wow.
The Bible says that one old man by his wisdom was able to deliver a city. Just one. They're still sitting in the same old place, Ranger. Let's finish this up. Teach real quick.
Judge the fatherless.
Judge the who? And what?
Plead for the widow.
Y'all see that video I talk about the widow?
Yeah,
talking
about the widow earlier. Yeah.
Read on.
Come now.
And do what?
And let us reason together.
See what the father trying to instruct y'all? Ron Dalton, Dr. Howard, Judah Mack, all y'all folks out there.
Read
on.
Say it, y'all. Though your skins be as scarlet.
Though your sins be as scarlet. Come on.
They shall be as white as snow. Though
Though they be red like crimson,
they shall be as wool.
We got two. We got a blessing and a curse coming up.
If
you what?
Be willing
and
obedient.
What are you gonna do?
You
gonna do what?
Shall eat the good of the land.
When last time y'all grew a tomato?
Never.
Ouch. Or a green bean?
Never.
You don't even know what eat good of the land means.
Right.
That's just simple, Elder.
Yes, sir.
Read.
But if you devour, but if you refuse and rebel,
read,
you shall be devoured with the sword.
You're going to be devoured with what?
The sword.
All right. Y'all hear that? And what are they being devoured with?
The sword.
Come on.
For the mouth of Yah.
Have what?
Has spoken it.
I think we done beat that one enough.
They got
I think we done beat that one enough. See what I mean? Man's wisdom. Man, they trying to do this on their own merit and trying to put y'all in it, and he ain't in it.
That's what it is.
He ain't in it.
Yep.
He ain't in it.
That's
worship. Damn. He just damn flat out ain't in it. I don't even know what to say no more. But I do know what they make no difference where they hear up a bear.
It
as
is.
Long as we here. Ain't y'all so glad, man, we didn't bring none of our women to that damn abominable
ass
so called Hebrews and Negroes. There's a lot of people up there need to brush their teeth and wash their behind.
Yes, sir.
There's some nasty folks up in there. Then we walk up in there, right? First thing they feel, you can't help but feel the spirit of Yah.
Yeah,
it stops every damn thing. They thought, like, what the hell is this going on? You can tell straightway. Here we are. We here.
Yes, sir.
We didn't have to say a word. They knew we was here.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Hey, people tell me some was fearful as hell, but other folks said, man, if y'all came in, I felt protected.
Yeah, that's true.
Straight up they did.
I remember that.
So he made it after. So he got a GoFundMe page. GoFundMe. He made it after. And I got a couple of brothers getting ready to make a trip to Africa.
Yeah, you're right.
They're going to get there before he did.
Yeah, you're right.
That's just embarrassing.
Yeah, the reason why. You know what? I mock y'all. Because behind scenes, you talk about us. You make mouths at us. You laugh at us. Now we laughing at you.
True.
Isn't it sad? Isn't it sad? You mad at us because we are willing to make the sacrifice and do what is necessary in order to advance the kingdom of Yah.
Right.
And see, get that dang thing, man. Kill it. That's one of them stink bugs. Not kill that thing, man.
Kill it, Kenny. Get us out.
He finally crashed and burned. Been it sad?
Yeah, because you put that nigga another chance when we was up in Blacksburg. What
was I
did.
So did. I sure did. Actually, when we went up there to Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg.
All right. I went up there to a... seven trumpets preppers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was invited to speak up there. I didn't even know what they spoke about. Brother Brent Crago and Sonya met us up there, right? So we go up there, and as soon as I got there, and we was backed up in traffic, as soon as I got there, what is that? Anyway, as soon as I got up there, it was still rolling. It was time. Oh, it is. Anyway, as soon as I got up there, I had enough time to use the bathroom. It was time for me to speak. Little did I know, when I got up there, I tore down his whole message. I had no clue. I didn't hear a word. I tore down his whole entire message. So you can't blame me. That's y'all. You are on one path. And we on B-Path.
Right.
How'd I know what you was talking about? Ain't nobody talked to me.
Yep.
And you know what I did? He He sat there and looked at me and bored me the whole time. You know what I did? I walked right up to him.
Man.
I showed him. I walked up right up to him. I said, hey, brother.
I
said, how you doing?
I am. Yep, I'm a witness.
I'm doing,
man.
That
nigga had no
one. Just
like that. That shit's sad. That's why.
Hey, you can't argue with this. Somebody is following y'all, somebody ain't. And I'm going to quote what the Messiah and the prophet said, by their
roots
you shall
know
them. By their
roots
you shall
know them.
Not what they say,
right,
not what they look like,
yeah.
By their
roots
you shall
know
them.
That's it, that's plastic, man.
Yeah, straight up.
That's plastic fruit.
There it is. That's it. That's it. And no matter how many times you throw an olive branch out here, you try to reach these boogers, you still ain't getting what? The hand is short. Oh, make sure that Rob Dalton gets this too.
He
ain't gonna do a little damn good.
He
make yeah, that ain't all do. Ain't nothing else to watch. They can't watch our patron because, you know, I put a lot of stuff on patron. They can't watch the patron and then she donate. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Why is
Israel doing that, man?
I have no idea. They ain't listening.
They ain't be listening.
Listen, Israel. Why is that dang thing doing that all of a sudden?
Yeah, just ignore it. It's just telephone.
Boy, Satan be trying to mess up everything.
All right.
He just tried to just all of a sudden, man, things pause everybody else just trying to mess up everything. It's just crazy, man.
No
strength. Y'all got a word. I'm going to give all y'all a last word. Say a word. This thing picks up very well, man. Got anything out there, y'all can probably say anything. Again, I mean, to help the people out. If not to help the people out, give a word of exhortation, something. Anybody?
Yes.
Go ahead,
change the time, for the days are evil.
Humble thyself.
Go ahead.
Take heed.
Take heed.
Submit and follow.
Submit and follow. Look at that. All of nothing but word, nothing but scripture. Purpose. You got to find something that's greater than yourself. Purpose. You see, we are free in Messiah. And when we're free in Messiah, you know what we're able to do in this life? Live on our own terms.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We say we are unplugged.
You got that right, straight up.
Yeah.
We are able to live on our own terms. And we spend time doing what we want to do, which is serve Yah.
Yes.
See, if I have to go work on a job and build widgets, I'm no longer doing it for myself, but I'm doing it as unto Yah.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
If I have to go and drive trucks, I'm not doing it for myself no more. I'm doing it for Yah.
Come on,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I'm doing it for the kingdom.
Yes, right.
That's what I'm doing. Everything I do is for the kingdom.
Yes.
Every single thing I do is for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You see, listen, tell the truth. If we're going to put it in with secular, worldly wisdom, vernacular, everything you've done in this world has been a value judgment. You just don't know what your values are. You don't know where they lie. Your values at the time were self-centered, self-focused, self-absorbed.
True.
When you come over here, there's no more selfishness involved in it.
Yeah, right.
Woo! It's all about the kingdom.
Yeah.
Call it to the kingdom!
Yeah.
Call it to the kingdom!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's right.
That's it.
Hallelujah. It does sound like popcorn. Somebody said it sounds like popcorn putting butter. You were trying to figure it out yourself. It still ain't going to stop us going.
You know?
So what happens when you stop working for them and you work for him.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nothing but blessings.
That's it.
Running over. That's a, you know, that's the thing that most people will never ever get. They will never get it because their mind is wired a certain way. And they still think a certain way. And when they see things, they see through the same lenses, even though they claim to be born again.
Right, true.
And when they look at through these lenses, they think that they can, okay, I'll use surmising, I'll use selective deduction, I'll use my own mind, my own wisdom I gain.
Right.
And somehow you think you can outsmart y'all in this program.
Right.
And you can't do it. Let's go back to action. Let's finish it up. We're going to call it.
Yes, sir.
I actually feel sorry for them. I really truly do. But last time I checked, come on, Ron Dalton, man. Come on, man. Last time I checked, I think I'm older than you and Dr. Howard. If Dr. Howard's older than me, he's got to be in the same generation. Got to be in the same generation. Likewise, you younger. Submit yourself unto the elders.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And yea, all of you. You need to learn how to submit yourself one to another. But be clothed with humility. Read on.
And they, continuing daily, with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house.
Isn't that amazing how in this ministry, when it first it starts off at homestead,
yeah. Yeah.
House to house.
Yeah.
Then it ends up in community.
Yeah.
House to house.
Hey.
Everything's house to house.
Yes,
it is. Everything is house to house. You got to be blind in one eye. I can't see out the other,
really?
And I'll see it.
Yes.
You literally got to be blind in one eye. I cannot see out the other to miss it.
In the house right now?
There we go. Where we at?
In the house
right now. Fellowshipping on the Shabbat.
Hallelujah.
We drank plenty of bread because they ate up all the chicken.
Yeah.
All the bread. Oh, that's right. Y'all need to stop eating that yard, baby.
Oh,
man. We got to worry about the yard bird we eating and stuff here. I know that for sure because those are big-ass wings. That probably came from Straightway. I don't know. But I know one thing. Our chicken tastes good. Our chicken tastes real good. Come on.
Did eat their meat with gladness.
And
singleness of heart.
Read on.
Praising Yah.
And what?
And having favor.
With what?
With all the people.
Come on.
And Yah added to the assembly daily.
What?
Such.
That should what?
Should be saved.
Read on. Man, what more can you say about that, though? Except obey what it says. Just do what it says. Just simply do what it says. And mind you, we got right now we got three other communities that's online already, work has already been done on them, and we ain't even mentioned nothing about them yet. Three communities where people have moved all the way from Arizona, uprooted the whole entire homestead from there and moved all the way out here to the east.
Yeah.
And you people still trying to figure it out. And you had not only Yah's men, but you had a man of Yah sitting right there in the midst of Yah. And you still couldn't hear. Still couldn't hear. Y'all want to get up there and see who can speak the most eloquent. Who has a, you know, it's just, doesn't that sound like a, who, yeah, but who was that? Let's see, who was that? There was, what was them people?
that the only thing they did was sit around to hear something new say.
Yeah.
They just want to hear a new thing. That's all they wanted to do, just hear something new. Sit around all day long, just hear something new.
Yeah,
it didn't make no difference. They didn't make no, it didn't help them out none, but that's all they want to do, just hear something new thing. I don't see how the roots on there now. He must be up there. He in Straightway, Indy?
No, he in Georgia.
Oh, that's right. He doing a fellowship down there. Mississippi and them there. He got his hands full. Did he?
I sure did.
You know, Israel, start, Jerry, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what? We do appreciate each and every last one of you who have been called and ordained to eternal life.
Hallelujah.
For knowing this, and this is another thing that people hate more than anything, and I'm not going to go off into it. It'll be another 30 minutes. But what can you do? I mean, it's Yah, the one that chooses.
True. You're right. Yes.
The clay ain't going to say nothing to the potter.
No, it's not.
You better not ask the question, why have you made me thus?
Right. Yeah.
He's the one who is predestined.
Yeah.
And he told Jeremiah, before I formed you,
yeah.
That means every single one of us, before he formed us, he
knew us.
We didn't know us, but he knew us.
Yeah, right.
And he ordained us to be right here at this time, in this time, to be a rebuke to all you nations out there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You looking at the real, true remnant of y'all staring at you right in your face.
Yes, sir.
Working a work in your day.
In your
yes,
day.
Sir.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Gotcha, Elder.
They probably
get I know one thing. We're going to keep on doing what we're doing.
That's right.
Ain't nothing. We're going to keep on doing what we're doing.
Yes, sir.
And then, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to keep on doing all the way up until the time Yahshua comes.
Yes, sir.
And even if he don't come in my time, it's still going to go on.
Hallelujah.
It's still going to go on.
Hallelujah.
Well, live day coming up. Brothers, I appreciate y'all coming here tonight.
Bless you.
Hope y'all enjoy the time there.
Yes, sir.
Always. It's always good fellowship. I'd like to say to each and every last one of you who have yet to watch this, I ain't asked for nothing. And I have people giving on Cash App, PayPal, what's the thing? Super Chat. And I think in the whole of the ministry, I may have talked about tithes and offering. I actually did a teaching on tithes, maybe two times? Maybe two. I would hit it just a slightly, but doing a teaching on it, probably two times, maybe two times, if that much. And I literally passed around zero offering plates. Have you ever seen
I had to ask you how to give.
Isn't that amazing?
My first camera.
You ever seen an offering plate the whole anytime y'all been here?
No, sir. That's amazing.
I had to ask. I literally said, how can I give?
See, when you make your focus money, then we know who your God is.
Yeah, I've got a place to offer to me since I've gotten here.
Isn't that amazing?
Stuff like that, giving.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
I mean, a man's gift will make
room
for him and bring him before. Why ain't nobody coming to y'all if y'all so great? See what I mean? You got a gift that's going to make room for you.
Yes,
ain't nobody trying to stop you and your gifts. But if you got one, and when it says it's going to make room for you, that means somebody's going to discern that you have a gift. Don't go up and sit up and tell us what you think your gift is. All right. Hallelujah.
Yes,
anyway, I tell you what. Teach, you know how to send us up out of here with the Delta intro outro. set us up out here with that one. Say, the brothers want to hear that, man.
That's
I bless you all.
In the intro.
Is in the intro?
Yeah.
Well, you go ahead and set it out on that one. I bless you all in the sweet presence and strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name. I'll soon come and keep y'all still. I'm going to see y'all Shabbat morning, be the Father's will. I believe it is His will. Lines then coming up immediately after this. Give it about 5-10 minutes. Brother Daniel, Brother Rob and them, they'll be on, all right? Thank y'all for allowing us to come into your home on this Shabbat and share Shabbat with us. So y'all be encouraged. Make sure y'all get some good rest tonight. In the mighty and victorious name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man. Cut it up a little bit too, man, so the brothers can hear. They like that, man. I like it too. I'm so glad you found that man with Ron Dalton. I am. Glad you found that
man. Robson that he shot.
He did it?
Yes,
is it playing? Oh, it's fine. It ain't going nowhere. Is it playing? See, Shane. Is it playing?
Why ain't we here?
Oh, it's in there. Good luck.
Everyone
here to hear y'all want to hear.
Break these down
there. No, it's famous. It's just delayed. Like, it starts off in a certain way and then it just...
It comes on.
Yeah.
Can't figure out he ain't the one.
Thank you.